All right, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the podcast. This is Stuck in the Middle of Somewhere, and I'm your host, Joel F. Gardner, joined here every week by my longtime friend and awesome stand-up comedian, Derek Sweet. We got a jam-packed episode for you this week as we decided to do another two-part edition of the cast, so don't forget to stay tuned in after the first half. All right, another artist added to the Coachella bill is the Dead Mouse produced Feed Me, and sampled on Feed Me's latest EP is none other than yours truly. So if you want to see us do a live rendition of One Click Headshot, tweet Feed Me at Feed Me, all one word on Twitter. All right, let's get this thing going. We've got a ton of shit to talk about, bitches.
We really make that decision.
I guess you could say that's true.
So therefore, we are saying it has begun now.
Technically, I make that decision because I'm the one that edited it.
That's true, actually. I could say whatever I want right now, and you could cut it up, edit it, put in chicken noises.
Derek, what's going on? I've kind of got a weird vibe going on.
I know. We were just saying, like, before this started that, like, we've done this 53 times now. Well, this is the 53rd time, and for some reason, it just feels weird right now.
I don't know. Hopefully, we could power through this and get another podcast done, and hopefully, it's entertaining.
I'm kind of hungry. Maybe that's why. No, I don't know. Anyways.
All right. Well, let's get this podcast on the way, because so far, it's been kind of a down note, I think. This isn't going too good so far. I don't know what the hell is happening.
You're down on this podcast very early in it. You're
very
like,
early. We're out of the gates, and it feels like I've already tripped up and I'm on my face.
It's like we're Courtney on Survivor and we broke our wrist in the first Survivor challenge.
Well, yeah. Well, okay. We want to talk about some Survivor action.
Dude. We just watched
I just saw the end.
Yeah, Joel caught the end. I was watching it with Kelsey, and holy crap, it's girls versus men, and man, did the girls ever descend into a cat fight. Like, it was so bad.
Incredibly quickly.
First tribal council, nobody's even getting voted off, and they're just...
The look on the host's face, I think, was the best, though, man.
Yeah, the host, Jeff Probst?
Yeah, Jeff Probst.
Yeah. At one point, he even mouthed, wow. He was just like, every man in the world is thinking the same thing. Wow. Like, look at
what
that.
What is going on?
Can you believe that?
It was incredible, but I don't know how many Survivor fans we have out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's reality TV. It is what it is, right? Survivor's still the best of the reality shows, without question.
Yeah, I think so.
Other than the food shows.
You have to get down to it, depending on what your definition of reality TV is these days.
Yeah. The food shows are pretty cool.
Food shows are pretty cool, but I'm just talking about those other ones that are clearly set up.
You know,
and just following on, like, the Gene Simmons one, or anyone that follows around a celebrity. You know, that's
those
all just set up scenarios. Yeah. And it's just terrible.
But yeah, I just, speaking of reality, I just did an interview for XM Radio for, I was touring with like one of the guys that does the interviews for the shows, and he was doing like little 3-minute interviews with a bunch of people out here.
Yeah.
And he asked me, what's the goal of all this? What's your end goal in comedy? What are you trying to achieve? And I said, well, whatever level of celebrity I have to achieve to be a guest judge on Top Chef, that's all
on
I need.
Top Chef.
Yeah. Top Chef. Top or Chef Iron Canada. Chef. Top Chef Canada is good enough. Totally good enough. There's some
You'd
amazing chefs
that,
on there.
Hey?
Yeah, no, that would be. I just love that food looks so good. Now I've got Food Network in HD, and it all comes into like super high def. Like, it looks so amazing.
Must be terrible when you're on Weight Watchers.
Yeah, that's true. I am.
Still.
Yeah, no, I'm not done. I'm 11 pounds down. Still got another 18 to go.
There you go, man.
19 to go.
There you go. Well, the update in my Xbox life.
Yeah, how's that
I'll
going?
Update you. Also, give an update out there.
I still haven't seen you online.
No. Well, yeah, no. No, I have not. I have got my account back. That is the good news. Twice. Because I say twice because I got my account back, no problem. They even gave me a free month of gold.
Wow, really?
Yeah, free month of gold. They gave me a code for that. They gave me a code for my 1600 points or something, which I think is wrong, to be honest with you. I think they owe me more.
Okay.
But then they credited my one of my prepaid credit cards. They credited that $40 or something, which I haven't seen yet, but they said it might take one or two cycles to appear on my...
Right.
Yeah, so whatever. So I input all the codes, get my free month, and I don't really feel like playing anything. Shut it off, go back to Minecraft. Next day, I go load up some Netflix on my Xbox. I can't access my account. My account has been suspended. My account has been suspended. So... in complete disbelief of what the hell is going on, I called them up, and sure enough, it was that $8 charge that I've talked about before.
And they had just refunded you like $25.
They just refunded me $40. Refunded me $40 on a credit card, gave me a month free of gold, and then suspended my account because I owed them $8, which they don't want to take. you know how long I've been trying to pay them. I talked about it.
That's how you got them to prioritize your
exactly,
account.
Exactly, just because I wanted to pay them the same bucks. Dude. It was unbelievable. I just dumbfounded.
That's just dumbfounded. Bureaucratic red tape at its worst. Like, mm-hmm. This is seriously as bad as it gets, I think, in Western. Oh, I'm sure it gets worse if you're dealing with government agencies and shit, like trying to get certain
probably
documents. And I bet you even that's worse, but holy shit, Xbox.
Yeah, but
shit,
sure enough, like I said, this, I'm just so bitter about the whole experience that I've yet to play a single game.
Is your account back now?
My account is back now. They totally... You know, just, you know, we'll get rid of this charge for you. You don't have to pay it. No, don't worry about it. And I'm like, don't fucking worry about it.
What the damage has been done.
I wasn't worried. Don't worry.
I wasn't worried about the $8. I'm worried about the multiple suspensions of my account.
Exactly.
Seriously.
So, So, needless to say, I got my account back. Still bitter. Haven't been playing. But, man, this is such a widespread thing that Xbox is still just trying to hide under the rug. It is unbelievable.
Yeah, somebody was pointing that out on the forums that, like, PlayStation got reamed up the ass for this.
Reamed up the ass for coming out and admitting it, saying, hey, listen, we've gotten hacked.
And nobody
even
had any money stolen, from what I'm sure. And this was serious. This was credit card fraud and everything.
Yeah.
Interesting that nobody's talking about it.
Yeah, just more and more stories every day coming out about it, and Microsoft still no official word from them about anything. It's incredible.
Wow.
You know, so, yeah, like I said, not playing it yet, but after today and after some trailers I saw, holy fuck, am I excited for some games, man.
Yeah.
Number one being Trials Evolution.
Was that... I was watching the trailer, and I was like, Joel has to see this. Joel has to see this. Like, I was like, what?
My mouth was on the floor by the end. It starts off, you know, everyone go check it out. We'll link it in the media section. You know, we'll kind of do our best to describe it here for now. It just starts off with what looks like improved graphics trials.
Gorgeous graphics.
And you're like, oh, yeah, nice. This looks awesome. Yeah, classic trials. This is going to be wicked. Can't wait. I'm excited. And then just... flips you on your head.
The first thing was, it was like all of a sudden like Marble Madness, and a marble was going through a hole, and you're like, wait, why was that like Marble Madness?
Little Big Planet Trials. You can create, it's a game creator.
Yeah, we
much.
Saw a foosball table.
There's foosball table. There was over the head racing, like Sprint HD or whatever it's called.
And
Sprint.
Just to clarify, we are talking about Trials, the motorcycle game.
Yeah,
yeah.
If you never played the Xbox Live Arcade title Trials, it's a must.
Yeah.
You might want to hold off now until number two, until Evolution comes out.
Multiplayer trials.
Yeah, so then it showed multiplayer, and that's when I was like, oh my God, this could be the best game of the year.
Track editor with full dynamic lighting changes you can script, and explosions and planes crashing on things and a helicopter flying by in a scene if you want. You can fully script like your levels. It looks amazing. Level creator. And then, yeah, like we said, just...
Yeah, I was excited about SSX, man, coming out. But nice, yeah, that was my number one most anticipated game. But Jesus, that's only because I had never seen any trailers for Trials Evolution.
Yeah, looks amazing.
Amazing. Definitely day of release pickup. I cannot wait. Cannot wait. It's going to be awesome. And then that Witcher 2 trailer.
Yeah, there's a 360 Witcher 2 trailer. You guys got to go check that out. It's just gorgeous CG.
Just amazing CG.
Yeah.
Best CG I've ever seen by far.
Yeah, it's hard to say that because you see so much good stuff. But yeah, it's way up there.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's
in terms of when everything was
alone was.
Yeah, when everything started crumbling and shattering at once, and then things were happening as there's millions of shards of ice. Like
the whole thing was very compelling. You know. You said right off the start, you're like, yeah, it's like 4 minutes and 30 seconds. I was like, holy shit, 4 minutes, 30 seconds? I don't know if I want to watch a 4 minute, 30 second trailer. By the time it was done, I was like, that was 4 minutes? And you're like, yeah, and it literally felt like 30 seconds.
Yeah, it's just really good, really entertaining. We'll link to that one too.
Yeah, all CG, no gameplay, but god damn, it looked amazing. So Can't wait for that. And what was the other one? I'd seen recently.
I'm just going to throw in, I'm super excited about Binary Domain, fucking iRobot, robots fighting for their freedom, looks fucking wicked.
Well, we tried out the Warp, the arcade title Warp.
Yeah, Warp just came out, which is...
It looked awesome. It's the first awesome. 10 seconds, like you said, just how you feel for the character right off the bat. First 10 seconds, you're so sympathetic to this little creature.
Yeah, because you can just you can feel the weeks or months that he's been in these test chambers and being put through these boring tests. And he's
what this game is like an over the head
puzzler.
Yeah, puzzler pretty much. And you can warp your guy, can pretty much warp within
Two squares.
Yeah, two squares, I guess to say, which is like, I don't know, if you put it in perspective, 3-4 feet.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. You can warp 4 feet in any direction.
Yeah. And, pretty interesting. Love the look of it. The presentation was awesome.
Yeah, it was really cool. And
definitely think I'm going to pick it up when I get home.
800 points. Can't go wrong.
800.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, nice. Definitely. Alan Wake next week, too. Which is arcade
American
title.
Nightmare. Is it just like Alan Wake? I haven't seen anything on it. So
it looks
just
like Alan Wake, but they said there's some new gameplay elements. I'm not sure what that is yet, because when I saw the trailers, it kind of just looked like classic Alan Wake. You flash a light on the guy, break down his darkness, and then you're able to shoot him.
I'm pretty sure that means like the first one was a failure, doesn't it? If your sequel comes out as an arcade title...
I don't know. Or maybe it's just not a sequel, dude. It's not a sequel. Yeah, it's a promotion for the next game. Man. Yeah. They've said that many times before, that this is not the official second Alan Wake.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, good. Yeah, don't have to worry about that. You didn't really like the first one anyway, so.
No, I wasn't a huge fan. I just found it very repetitive. It was great for the first couple hours, but
thought it was scary as fuck when you're in the dark and lights off and stereo surround sound.
Oh, yeah, no. Great. It was awesome.
Yeah,
it might have been one of those experiences that was ruined for me because I played it with Kelsey too.
Yeah, played it with somebody. Yeah,
if I had played it by myself in the dark and not had to work on somebody else's schedule, and I was playing something else in between, and
I probably would have enjoyed it a lot more.
I still have it, the collector's edition. I got that big book.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
big book.
Yeah, the collector's edition.
Oh, you know
a
what?
Book.
You know what this one is? You know the TV show that was in. You know that first one, and you come across TVs, and it would show that TV show that he wrote,
mm-hmm.
the author wrote. So supposedly this takes place, you're a character in that TV show
now.
Oh,
cool, okay.
Yeah. From what I know, I think that's how it goes. You're a character in the show now.
Huh.
I don't know how they're going to link the worlds and how you're still fighting this darkness. Or I can't really remember the first story, how it ended. Do you?
No, not at all.
Yeah, I might have to go back and play it.
And then another demo that we have to talk about, Mass Effect 3. You haven't even tried it yet, have you?
I haven't tried it yet. Yeah, it's been released early for Battlefield 3 players. I don't know if it's out now for the regular public.
I think it's out for everybody now, yeah, because I just downloaded it right through.
Well, you're Battlefield 3 player.
Yeah, it could be because I was Battlefield 3. That's true. Yeah. I think I did get access to it early, actually. But anyways, it's just awesome. Like, yeah, it's classic Mass Effect, but the shooting seemed a little bit tighter, a lot more action, like a little bit more action than the previous ones. And then the shit going on in the background was just epic. There was like giant robots crushing cities in the background while you're running. It just looked really fucking cool.
Yeah, well, you told me that if I don't like this demo, then I'm just not a Mass Effect fan.
No, you don't get any of the squad control in this. You may, there's actually the demos in two parts, and as soon as I got to the second part, I just turned it off. Because when I know I'm actually disappointed in myself that I even played the part that I did. Because when I know I'm getting a game.
Yeah, if you're getting a game, don't why play the demo?
Why play the demo? Because it even said halfway through, it said, we're going to show you a part that's later on in the game now. And I was like, no, Jesus, turn this off. Yeah. Like, no.
Why? I hate when demos do that. If it's not like the first level in a game,
it does.
If that's not what the demo is, then I won't play it.
It gives you the first part, and then it says, okay, now we're going to take you to a few hours later. And I was like, turn off. Exactly, right? So
Yeah.
But anyways, that's games coming out. We just talked about games coming out for 15 minutes.
There's a lot of great shit finally coming out. Yeah, definitely. I think will get me back on my box.
I want to briefly talk about Darkness 2 since I finished it. I'll say it really quickly. Awesome story. They failed on the gameplay, man.
What I said on last podcast?
Yeah. Just
more of the same shit? I told you, man.
The whole game was, even the end boss was just a bunch of mobs that you had been fighting the whole game. It was
very disappointing.
Not the whole game, but the whole last level. And then, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, and my biggest problem with it is just the darkness is... Light in the game is a color painted on the ground. It's not actually lighting anything up.
It doesn't get any darker.
Until it's shining in your face, then it's really bright. Then you're like, oh, that's a bright light. But I mean, yeah, in the first game, it was dark and objects were kind of outlined with like a ghost kind of purple. You remember that?
Yeah.
That's how you saw in the dark, was you saw the outlines of things in the dark. And this time they just made it so that it's all, you see everything. And then when light is there, it's like a, you know, it's a light painted on the ground, and you can't walk there. If you walk there, then you're going to lose your darkness power. And I remember my favorite thing about the first one was running through the game and taking out lights with my tentacles, going and like whipping and hitting lights. And now you can only shoot lights. You can't hit lights with your tentacles anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, you could. I saw you
do that. Yeah, but it's really hard. It's not like the first light where you'd look at it and it would go out and get it. You have to get like just close enough to hit them. And there's lots of lights that you can't hit. You can't get close enough with your tentacle. Yeah. So you can hit them if they're like low hanging lights.
Is it a different developer this time or?
No, I don't think so. No.
Same guys?
It's Top Cow. Yeah.
Well, Top Cow is the comic producer, publisher.
Shit, I really should.
I
pay
wonder
more
who
attention
the game developer is.
I did pay attention to the developer of one game I do want to talk about, Gotham City Impostors.
Oh yeah,
which
you
was,
loving that, eh?
I'm loving it, and the developers Monolith, who are the people who made Fear and Fear 2,
really,
but lost on Fear 3, didn't make come out with Fear 3. So it's like, and then I was like, whoa, Monolith made this. And yeah, I'm loving Gotham City Impostors, dude.
What's so good about it?
Well, if I could play the game, I would love it. I'm really holding out that they're going to patch this and fix the matchmaking because
It's that bad?
Yeah, no, it's bugged. They've even put on news releases on their page that's like, we're fixing this. We're really sorry, and we're fixing it. And the problem's all across PC, Xbox, PS3, all three platforms.
Well, yeah, then they got to be working on it.
And they're like, the next patch, we're giving you a new game mode, a new map, new characters, new guns, and we're fixing matchmaking.
For free.
Yeah, all for free. And we're giving you fixed matchmaking, and you'll be able to join games currently in progress. So I'm like, okay, if all that really comes out, then you've made my favorite arcade title of all time. Because when I get in that game and get to play it, holy shit, it's fun.
So you should think I should go pick this up for $1,200 as opposed to go get Warped for $8?
Gotham City Impostors is a no-brainer for me. Like, if you enjoy Team Fortress 2, and other people have been comparing it to Call of Duty, I'm like, what? How is this similar to Call of Duty other than that you're shooting things? I don't get it. It's very cartoony. You're jumping and flying and using grappling hooks and doing stuff that you could, there's no kill streak rewards that I've seen. I don't understand the comparison to Call of Duty at all. People are saying it's like a Call of Duty clone. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
More than any FPS out there is a Call of Duty clone. Shit.
It's way more like Team Fortress.
From the few minutes I've seen of it, it didn't remind me of Call of Duty at all.
Yeah. And then the one place that this is destroying Battlefield 3 is on the interface. The interface is perfect.
Yeah.
The menus and the way you move in it, and you don't have to wait for 50 seconds at the end of a game to just see your score.
That's once you get in a game.
Yeah, once you get in a game, exactly. And then editing your character is awesome, and it's great. So that's awesome.
We'll talk about it more, I guess, on the next podcast, because it sounds like I should go pick it up.
Yeah.
And then what's the last game you've been playing? I haven't been playing shit, apparently. Yeah,
you've just been playing Minecraft. But let's just talk about Reckoning, because you watched me play it a bit. And I'll just say this. It took me 6 hours till I started liking the game, which is a long time. But I'm starting to finally get it. And I'm starting to finally be
a lot of people are saying it takes the one review that I saw that kind of summed it up the best was that it takes a lot of elements from good games and puts them all into one, which kind of makes it feel like all of those games.
Yeah,
it's true.
Feels like Skyrim a little, feels like WoW a little, feels like Fable a lot.
Yeah. I thought when, especially the combat and just when you're running through the forest, I was like, "Fuck, this looks and kind of feels a lot like Fable."
And then a little bit of God of War even in the combat.
In the combat, yeah, yeah. So combat looked amazing. The character models looked great, but the graphics.
Something a little off.
Didn't really. There was kind of a fuzziness to it something, or blur. Or I don't know what's going on, but it seems like, I don't know. It kind of seems poor and outdated graphics.
This isn't the first game where a big dark forest level has made me think the graphics kind of suck. EQ had that same feel for me. Whenever I was in the forest, until I got to the big cities in the trees. But I always kind of felt like the forest levels, everything looks murky and dark, like you were saying, like blurry.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got into the desert zone. There's five main zones. There's the forest zone, desert zone, and I don't know what the other, I'm sure there's an ice zone and a whatever.
Yeah.
And I got to the desert zone and it looked like New Mexico and it looked gorgeous. Like it looked like a Roadrunner cartoon.
It didn't have that feel to it?
No, not at all. And I've been in scenes in this game that have blown my mind where I've been like, that's gorgeous. Like you can see that it was like Todd McFarlane, a real artist. Which, by the way, I didn't know Todd McFarlane was also responsible for World of Warcraft, but apparently...
World of Warcraft?
I'm just saying, he must have been.
Reckoning, just because he looks so much like...
Reckoning looks exactly like WoW,
I don't think he has
man.
Anything to do with that, though. The character models in that didn't look like WoW. It was the whole fact of
it's the colors. I'm not the first one to make the comparison to it.
No, and it did. A lot of it has to do with the whole quest giving and the exclamation marks above people's heads that just screams WoW right off the bat.
Yeah.
But
the art looked like WoW too. The lower polygon count, the lower polygon count on the environments. Yeah, with a lot of polygon count on the models.
Yeah, the character models I didn't think looked anything like WoW, but you could be right about some of the other stuff. It had that kind of feel as well, like a WoW Fable kind of mix. Like if WoW and Fable had a baby.
Maybe more Fable than WoW, actually.
Fucking God of War came by and sucked its dick or something.
But anyways, I'm going to finish it. I'm going to finish it. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're just not doing any side quests, though. Right?
Yeah, skip it. There's too many side quests, man. Like, if this was the only game you were playing, you didn't have anything else coming up, like Syndicate next Tuesday. You would have a great time playing the side quest, because even the smallest side quest has some great narrative and a great story, and it's by A.I. Salvador, the guy that did Forgotten Realms, if anybody remembers what that is. And I played Forgotten Realms games and read the books and stuff. I was a fan, so as soon as I found out it was him...
What was that on? Was it a game first?
PC. No, Forgotten Realms was a book series, and then he had some games as well.
Okay.
And it was like Dungeons and Dragons what's it called? Dragonlance. Like, same kind of, around that time.
Yeah.
When Dragonlance is really popular, there was the Forgotten Realms books as well.
Hmm.
And I used to read them, and as soon as I found out it was the same guy, all of a sudden the lore in the game started to, like, I started to absorb it a little bit better once I remembered the author. Isn't that strange that when you know an author, like, don't you feel like when you read a J.K. Rowling book, you're probably absorbing it better than I would?
Because
you're so familiar with her writing style.
Well, I haven't read anything but Harry Potter, so I wouldn't know, really.
Right, but I mean...
It's a bad example, you know. Maybe,
if I was to say, read...
Robert L. Heinlein.
Yeah, I'm not super familiar with him.
Stranger in a Strange Land.
No, I know who he is, but I'm just saying I've only read Stranger and a couple other things. But I read a lot of this guy's books back in the day, so as soon as I knew that, all of a sudden...
Kurt Vonnegut would be a good example.
Yeah. Anyways.
Anyways, it's so funny when you're running, though, through Reckoning. The immediate first thought was like, damn, I wish you could just hit double space bar and start flying and going. You're just moving so slow. Let's get the shit going.
You're so used to your Minecraft.
Just so used to it. That's all. Yeah, unfortunately. I mean, whatever. I don't fucking care, you know. Right now I'm in the mindset, after all the whining and bitching that we've been hearing on our forums lately about some of our authoritarianism powers and shit, man, it is unbelievable. Shocking. Like, words can't really even describe.
And it is a minority of people. Most of you guys are being super cool.
Yeah, no, yeah. It is like a few out there that just... I don't even know what to say about it, to be honest with you.
No, it's just like... I genuinely think that some people can be. Yeah, it's the when you're Joel and I are some pretty old dudes now. We're in our 30s. It's like it's difficult sometimes to interact with people on the internet because you know you're dealing with people that are a lot younger than you.
And most of the time, you know.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard. So like, and that doesn't mean that you're not cool if you're young. In the comedy world, I hang out with people that are 60 and people that are 18. Seriously. Like comics vary in age greatly. So it's like, there are some very cool young dudes out there. I'm not saying that you're not cool if you're not young, but man, some young dudes are so fucking young. Like, you're just like, wow.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. And just throwing hissy fits on the forums because of like simple requests we are asking, you know.
Well, we're not demanding specifics, but
whatever, dude. Yeah. I don't give a fuck. Who gives a shit? You know,
yeah, like, you're right.
That guy probably doesn't even listen to the podcast, to be honest with you. I don't really care. His behavior was ridiculous. We weren't the ones that were acting like fools in any way, you know.
Yeah, no, it was basically
it was a simple request, and he took it as a demand, and we were going to start tearing down some of his shit all of a sudden. It was like, whoa, who mentioned anything about tearing down or demanding you do anything?
I replied to him within 3 minutes, and I was just like, dude, it was obviously a request, not a demand. Rage quit much? Like, what the fuck? And, like, I couldn't believe it. And like, the situation is, there's an existing infrastructure of subway systems in our town. This guy was proposing a larger extension of that system outwards into to creating more, and you said, hey, you want to connect it to the existing system? That just makes sense.
Yeah.
Right?
Do you want to just connect it to the one main station in town? The town's very small. There's a lot of scattered villages everywhere. Yeah. And so there's one main subway station in town. Why? It makes perfect sense. Hey, yeah, just make sure can I just ask that, you know, any incoming tracks into town, just connect to the subway station that's already built.
Yeah, it's like, we're a community. We kind of want, let's do things as a community, because that's why humans are successful creatures, because they work together and do things together and don't just fucking chaotically kill each other's neighbors, kill their neighbors and stuff, right? So it's like, or build on their neighbor's land and shit. It's like,
how dare you, you Hitler motherfuckers! I cannot.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't like that at all. No, just making light of the situation, because really, it's kind of scary in a way for someone to take a game that seriously.
Yeah,
you know, especially when to the point of wild misunderstanding, just to comment on something that he's building. Just he snapped.
Yeah.
I find it comical, you know, in a way.
And I just, on the last note, the suggestion that Joel and I are being authoritarian in any ways, dude, we let you guys vote your own moderators. We let you elect your own moderators. We let you decide your own goddamn powers. We let you decide whether you would have teleport powers.
They're running the server at this point. Like, at this point, my only function is to put on community events, you know, and build some cool shit out in the distance where you guys will soon discover or see on the map and go, hey, what the fuck is that? I want to go check it out.
Yeah.
And you may die if you enter. Just warning. Or you may not. You may have a good time going through a crazy-ass maze or something like that. I think that's how I want to spend my Minecraft days, creating shit for our players to now find and be like, holy fuck, this is cool. Oh, what is this giant maze I'm going through? Or what is this death trap I have to maneuver in order to get to the other side to see what's through that door?
Yeah, make sure if you make a maze that it's well lit, because I've been making a maze and I forgot about creepers and how...
Are they blowing up your shit?
Well, not yet, but no, just think
about it.
If
somebody goes through the maze, a creeper comes along.
Destroys a maze. If you have a maze, a creeper... Well, yes. And so does a pickaxe, to tell you the truth. So it's kind of like...
If a guy really wanted to violate rule number one.
Yeah. But anyways, just
be a dick.
I will say, after all that negative shit we just talked, most of you guys are being really cool.
Yeah, you got to understand. That's mostly for entertainment value.
Yeah.
we're not being completely serious here.
I'm actually, like, shocked and really surprised at the level of cooperation of our community, and you guys are all
99.9% of people out there are being awesome, man.
Yeah.
There's just one or two guys out there that kind of just make... They just try to bait you.
And we're working things out. You just have to
sit back and shake your head and kind of laugh about it and be like, okay, yeah.
Whatever. We're working things out, too. I can't believe how many people were taking that don't mine in your neighbor's mine seriously, because I was like, fuck, that rule was out. I was like, I didn't care.
Get I just that forgot rule to take all. Down my sign because I remember, oh, shit, I still got a sign down there that says Valentine's Mine, do not enter. I should take that down, man. Yeah. I haven't used that mine in 2 weeks. But all right, this has been the Stuck in the Middle of Summer podcast. I think we should wrap this up, man.
Yeah, it's definitely time.
Yeah, definitely time. So, thanks for all for tuning in. Go to stuckinthemiddleofsomewhere.com. As always, get the audio and video components, which our next video hopefully we'll be doing soon, man.
Yeah, no, the wheels are turning on the next video.
The wheels are turning.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
I think it's going to be pretty funny.
Yeah. You know, we got some good ideas.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll see how that works. And then, we'll be back next week. And some more community events going on Minecraft. If you have not yet, go to the forums, sign up there, and apply for access if you want to come join us in somewhere. And if not, just come and join the forums anyway. A lot of cool people hanging out there. And
yeah, it's getting
an awesome community we're building up, man.
Yeah, it's fun.
So, where was I? I don't know.
We're wrapping this up?
Yeah. I guess just call that it.
Yeah. Peace.
Peace.
Recording.
Okay, we are recording. Welcome back, everybody, to the second half of the podcast, episode 53.5.
Yeah.
0.2? What did you call it?
Dash 2.
Fucker.
We covered this last time we did a
two-parter. Really? Yeah, no, it's dash 2.
Yeah. Oh, good. You got me water. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. No worries there, buddy. Got your back. Got your back on the water. What's going on, Derek, on the second half, many days later?
I think on the first half, I talked about Kingdoms of Amalur and that I was having a really good time playing it.
Yeah, you were having a good time. To be honest, I can't remember.
Yeah, I'm done now.
Yeah. It's over?
Yeah.
It's finally over. You were going back and forth for about 10 hours in. What hour mark did you make it to?
14, which I think is a lot of time to give a fucking game. That was an exceptionally long test period to bail on a game. And for the record, I do not bail on games. Like, when's the last time you heard me not completing a game? Like,
yeah, it's been a while.
It's just and
is it that bad? Like, there's many times where you're talking about how good it was.
No, it's exceptional. It's just that I would boot up Star Wars and I'm like, why am I not playing this instead? It's way better. Like,
really?
And it was just an MMO. It really is. Like, it just feels like an MMO. That's all it is. You know.
Yeah. It kind of seemed that way. Like, even just the way the quests were given and
It's just a single player MMO. And if I'm gonna play an MMO, I'm gonna play the really kick ass Star Wars one that is a better game. First of all. Has better graphics and is actually online and multiplayer, you know? So
just every time I hear the word Star Wars these days, I got to cringe.
Yeah, no, you just like, don't want to talk about it.
Argument of Star Wars.
If everybody that's been talking about it on the forums with us thinks it's a lot, Joel and I have had like 3 or 4 conversations separate from the forums where we just argue about Star Wars.
And we don't even know why, because in the end, we both agree they're not very good films. So yet we defend our points kind of to the death, almost. It's so funny.
I'm afraid to watch these reviews that apparently will reveal to me how terrible the first trilogy is. I'm afraid to watch them because I like that story.
I've been bringing up some of the points that they mentioned, like, who's the main character in the first episode, in episode one. And you're pretty set on Qui-Gon.
Qui-Gon, I think his name, yeah.
Liam Neeson's character.
Is it Liam Neeson? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, he was funny on Life is Short.
Life's Too Short.
Life's Too Short. Fuck.
Then Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, like Warwick Davis. Out of that entire series.
I think Johnny Depp's cameo was easily the funniest.
No, Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson was pretty funny, but Johnny Depp's was over the top, I thought.
I don't know. Maybe I find Liam Neeson's especially funny because as a comedian, there's a little thing about comics and improv. We fucking just...
Yeah.
We don't like it, right? Like, yeah. It's a cheesy art form, in our opinion, and improv. I don't think improv...
It can
improv...
be funny sometimes.
Oh, no, it definitely can. I used to go to Loose Moose Calgary, Loose Moose Theater, which is, like, one of the major centers of improv in North America for, like,
so
the past 20
years. So if
you agree
it can be funny, then why would you have against it, then?
I don't know. It's, like, it's a thing that comedians have. I think it's because they put us on the same show. If they kept to their own shows, it would be fine. But it sets a tenure for a comedy show that is not what a stand-up comedian does. And the audience expects the show. So if they do well, then the audience thinks that's what the show is. And then now you go up and do your thing, which is totally way less energy.
So what differentiates them from a prop comic? Or someone like or a musician or a musical comic.
Prop comics face their own prejudices as well.
Yeah, so isn't that kind of one of the downfalls in comedy in general? Like even act to act, you don't know if you're going to get a clean guy or a dirty guy or a guy that's right wing or left wing or right in the middle. Isn't that kind of just the roll of the dice you go with when you go to a comedy show? It's not like you're going to see, you know, a rock band and you know you're going to hear rock music. You're going to see comedy and it's you don't know really what you're going to get unless you know the comic. You know what I mean?
Right. Apparently, I was just talking to a guy about it, and that's a very West Coast Canada type approach to comedy, which is what I'm discovering. Apparently, in the East Coast, they do very much like individual comics and go out to see that guy. Like, one headliner will bring way more of a draw than another.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he's got a following and stuff, and the clubs can see who, like, the audience is actually... love comedy and will they're one level above, you know, because I can say for sure almost all the rooms I play, it's they're there to see comedy. They have no idea who they were seeing before they came.
Yeah, exactly.
Except for a few.
Is that
pockets,
a population like, thing though? Their population is much greater than ours.
Yeah, but there's one difference. Lethbridge.
Oh, really?
Oddly enough, Lethbridge actually they will put the name of the comic up on the billboards and stuff like that, and different comics have huge draws there. They really appreciate comedy there and they follow the Canadian comedy scene. And
just for people who don't know what Lethbridge is, it's a small town.
Yeah, very small town
outside of our city. So,
but there's a small group of not small. There's like a few hundred people there that really love comedy, and they actually. But you know, you'd think they would listen to the shows when they're there, but.
So what, they're not there to see comedy? They just sit there and talk?
Well, this
they just love being in a comedic atmosphere or what?
This is the problem, is that there's 30 people there that didn't come to see a show.
Yeah.
Because there's no cover. At the specific room I'm talking about, there's no cover, and those people talk and it interferes with the show. You can't have anybody talking. Anyways, enough about comedy.
What was this Star Wars thing? Going back to Star Wars now, because I don't want to have to bring it up again later. But you're talking about some bet or something you have with me about you want to do a Star Wars?
Oh, yeah. Well, I say we find, if it's possible, find a person that's never seen any of the six films.
Oh, that bet. I thought you were talking about the game bet that you wanted to do.
Oh, that. Yeah,
what is that all about?
Well, let me finish explaining the other one. We're gonna find somebody, if we can, that's never seen any of the six movies, and show them all six movies and ask which trilogy do you think is better.
I think we should narrow it down. Not necessarily which trilogy is better, but because mainly we were arguing about episode 4 compared to episode 1. So maybe we should just have them watch those two films.
Apparently, I wasn't paying enough attention to our arguments because
what?
I thought we were
the
trilogy
majority
versus
of
trilogy.
It was about I was arguing against points against episode 1, and you are normally arguing against points against episode 4.
No, I'm not going to defend episode 1 very much. The only thing I can say.
Talk about you're not going to defend it. You were defending it like crazy just a couple days ago.
The only thing I can say about it is that it's a children's movie for sure. Like, it's not a movie that an adult's
It's a
love.
Children's movie, but they're talking about trade federations and taxing.
Right, whenever we were arguing about that, I was talking more episode 2 and 3.
Well, how does episode one start off? It starts off with the
well, you know, they said
blockade, a supply the blockade with the Trade Federation. Can we not talk about Star Wars?
I don't want to talk about Star Wars anymore. I'm where you were a couple days ago. I'm just so done.
Done with it. Okay, I agree.
Unless we're going to talk about Old Republic, which is fucking way better than any of
this. So what's the bet with Old Republic you want to do?
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I wasn't going to bet you anything. I was just going to say, you need to play this game, man. It's a great
MMO. How
are
you going to get me to play this game?
I was just going to say, from a gaming perspective, I can't remember the arguments I was going to make anymore, but from a gaming perspective, it's a great MMO. Like, it's a pleasure to play because the interface is so nice and friendly, and I'm sure it's very much ripped off of what WoW is now. I haven't seen WoW in like a long time, so it's probably changed the interface so much, and a lot of these ideas that I love about Star Wars, I'm sure, are present in WoW now.
I'm really against the idea of continuing to give video game developers money. They charge $60 for their shit, and then they want more money month after month. I can't justify it anymore.
You only pay for the privilege to play at the start because everything goes free to play eventually now. Like, WoW is free to play for the first 20 levels now.
Oh, really?
You get the whole WoW experience for 20 levels now before you have to pay, right?
Yeah.
Then that's
a couple weeks, I guess.
That's a great deal.
It's not bad.
That's a great deal.
It's still $15, $20 a month.
Yeah.
On top of the game, a price you already paid.
Yeah, you're paying for the social experience. So if you're not playing, but I mean, you get the social experience.
You don't have to pay for COD.
Well, you got to pay $60 a year.
What for? Elite, if you want. They're not forcing that shit on you.
I'm for your Xbox Gold account.
Well, what about just on
PlayStation
PC?
Or PC? Yeah. I know. Actually, it's a really interesting question. Why do MMOs cost so much money?
Yeah, COD's got dedicated servers, man.
Yeah, they're not running 24 hours a day. Well, yeah, they are. If anybody knows, tell us on the forums. Reply to the thread on this episode and inform us. Why do MMOs cost so much money to run? What is it? Are they seriously just raping us?
That's another point. Is they're holding a lot more players per server.
That's true. Actually, they've got hundreds of people on one server at a time.
Thousands.
Yeah. And no COD servers doing that.
Yeah,
shit.
No COD servers doing that.
So that could be part of it.
Huh, interesting. Interesting. It'd be nice to know, that's for sure. What else did we want to talk about? Oh, dude, that comic that I sent you in the Calgary Sun the other day, our local paper, speaking out against this bill that is trying to get passed in Canada right now. Pretty much similar to what SOPA was, except way crazier, we just learned. At least I just learned. I don't know when you found that out. But holy shit. Okay, first of all, this comic is this big fat dude sitting at his computer. He's going through a poll that says, what's the poll question? Something about how important is your privacy or something?
Are you concerned about your privacy as a result of this bill?
Yeah, that was the question. And it was yes or no. And he clicks yes. And on the back of his shirt is pedophile.
Yeah, basically saying only pedophiles.
Pedophile!
Now let's cover some of the things that are actually in this bill, like any police officer can at any time request your entire internet history. They could be a traffic cop, and they can request your entire any cop
in the force
without the and the ISP has to give up your entire internet history, every Google search you've done, every page you've visited, and then they're also under a gag order. They're not allowed to inform you that the police have done that.
And now
the guy that's been putting this bill forth, his name is Vic Toes. And a big campaign happened where they said, tell Vic everything. And people started Twittering him and tagging his Twitter account and telling them everything. Like, I brushed my teeth at 7:12 this morning. I figured you'd want to know, you know.
Yeah.
And just as jokes. So he was getting all of his tweets filled of Canadians just telling them everything about their lives. And he recently came out and said, well, you know what? I took a look at that bill and I'm very surprised at some of the things in there.
What?
Yeah.
The guy that came up with the bill.
Well, then who
did he not write the bill?
Well, apparently not. So the question is, who's writing the bills? Like, what? How does the guy that's putting it forth? He's the champion of it. I've never heard his name before this bill came up, and now he doesn't even know what's in it.
He doesn't even know what's in it,
and it's massive privacy violations, like 1984 boogeyman type shit, kind of stuff that 10 years ago you were a nut for even talking about. You were a conspiracy nut. And now it's just fucking happening in the United States and Canada. It's scary shit.
I think they're panicking, man. They really are.
They know something's coming.
eventually they won't be governing us anymore, man. People are waking up to this bullshit system that they got going on.
Well, maybe
Canada and the United States.
It could be that the Western
economy and a lot of other countries around the world.
But apparently the whole bill is just to hunt pedophiles, right? And he's like, oh, I thought it was all that you had to have a criminal investigation underway. No, that's the way it works now.
That's what they mask it over, you know. That's how they mask the whole thing, is saying this is a fight against pedophiles, and if you're not for this bill, you're for pedophiles.
Right. That's why I say it's 1984 shit, man. This is the kind of stuff that Orwell warned us about, like that they would say was going to happen. I wouldn't be surprised if you're not allowed to teach 1984 in school anymore.
Well, it just shows how powerful the internet is, though, man, because, once again, you know, that bill is not going to go through. There's mm-hmm. no fucking way. And that, you know, 10 years ago, that bill would have gone through.
Yeah, I haven't read my MP yet about it, but I should. I'm going to tomorrow.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea. I mean, anyone in Canada should definitely be at least researching this.
Look it up.
What's the name of the bill again?
It's Bill C-30.
C-30. Why can't our bills have cool names, man?
Yeah, SOPA.
Like SOPA.
Do you know what the last time I wrote my MP was?
No.
To ask her to support small dog parks after my dog got attacked.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that.
I wrote my MP a very angry letter. Can we please get small dog parks? Because my dog just almost had its head torn off, and I'm a very upset citizen.
She just get yourself a bigger dog, man.
You're saying it's Hunter's fault?
Yeah, exactly.
He brought it on
that
himself.
Little pug.
He is a fucking attitude.
Well, little dogs always have the bigger attitudes, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, Walking Dead season 2, second half of season 2 has started. What
loving
are your thoughts,
it.
Man?
Loving it. That scene at the end of the bar with the five dudes in the bar at the end of the cool. first episode back.
Yeah.
That was like, I saw somebody's Facebook status update that was, when did Will Shakespeare start writing for The Walking Dead? I'm like, seriously, man, like this is some epic ethical situations being presented to these characters now that they're actually showing them fighting other humans. Like,
yeah, man, when it comes to the apocalypse, pretty much, and every man for himself and survival and deciding who you're going to team up with and who you're going to be loyal with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy when it comes to actually killing a man then. But Rick, dude, really turning into a badass. You can kind of see him turning, man.
Yeah, especially at the end of this latest episode.
Yeah.
With what Laurie's whispering at him. I'm trying not to spoil anything, but yeah.
Watch your spoilers, Derek.
Yeah, seriously.
One of our good buddies. We love him, man. A good friend of the podcast. He put on his status. He was talking about something in the comic books that happened.
And I was like,
I won't say it here because Derek thinks it's a huge spoiler, even though his point was, come on, it happened in the comics 5 years ago. What do you want me to do?
I know.
Like,
he's
what's the limitations here on media?
He's right.
And
it's just better safe
than
sorry.
He's definitely got a point, man. And
but on the other hand, it is a brand new series out right now that's based on that comic book. Maybe just be better than safe than sorry and not say anything that happened in the comic books. Like,
I guess so. But, you know.
But tell your King Kong story.
Oh, years ago, when the latest King Kong movie by Peter Jackson was released in theaters, I went there, and at the moment that King Kong died, the whole theater was silent, and the moment that King Kong died, all of a sudden you just hear this. Like a woman weeping out loud, could not hold in the sadness any longer. And I just kind of turned around and looked at her going, what, are you serious? You didn't know this was coming? What the fuck is... This is King Kong, man. This movie's been made 4 or 5 times already.
Yeah, know? There was a Penny Arcade comic about it, too. The guy's like, dude, it's King Kong. There's a statute of limitations on these things. Like,
oh, really? The Penny Arcade guys did the same thing?
Yeah, when it first came out, they were like, they had a comic where either Gabe or Tycho was saying it to the other, and they go
hilarious.
Like, yeah, so when he dies at the end, and he goes, whoa, hey, man, haven't seen it. He goes, dude, we're talking King Kong. Like,
I have to assume that the woman seriously had not seen it or knew anything about King Kong. Somehow she had been secluded to that part of media her entire life.
It was a pretty sad ending, even if you knew it was coming, maybe.
You think so? Really? To the point where you're sobbing out loud?
Like,
she has
screamed.
To be a pretty emotional person, man.
Yeah. It's true.
What? Anyway, back to The Walking Dead. I think it's hitting its stride now, especially in season two. I thought the whole time I've been maintaining it's been a great season, and people just got to calm down. It's not like we keep like I keep saying it's not a show about zombies. It's a show about relationships and struggles and morals and how you're dealing with this. The fact of this new life that's going on, you know, and this huge threat that's very apparent pretty much as soon as you step outside your front door almost.
And
there's
even
a chance
if
you're going to get killed by another walking creature.
Even if you do want the zombiness, man, I was pointing this out to Brian. In the last episode, a zombie peeled his own face off by pushing it through broken glass. That was fucking crazy.
They almost maintain almost one kind of gory scene an episode.
There was like three. Guy got his face eaten off, the leg through the spike. There's so much crazy shit that happened in that episode. I can't believe the episode just aired. You better wait a few days to edit this shit.
That's not major spoilers, man. I mean, fuck, whatever. Anyways. Like, we go back to spoilers. I mean, my rule of thumb is, as soon as you hear somebody talking about a subject that you do not want spoiled in any way, turn it off. You know, as soon as you hear us mentioning Walking Dead and you don't want to know anything about anything because you haven't seen the latest episode, you should have had this turned off by now.
Yeah,
you
know, maybe
that,
we should.
That's my feeling.
We should have started that. We should have started with that. There was one last thing you want to talk about, wasn't there?
When you were talking about Star Wars the other day, back to fucking Star Wars, man. That's why I didn't want to bring this up.
Old Republic, we can talk about.
Old Republic, yeah, I guess so. I guess I'll let that one slide.
Yeah.
Because it's an exceptional video game, from what I'm told.
Speaking of which, I just got my new mouse for that, too.
Yeah, it looks pretty sick. This new Razer mouse.
Razer Naga. The 12.
Naga.
It's got 12 buttons on the side of it for your hotkeys and wild.
That'd be ideal for PvPing.
But anyways, I'll give my review of it next recording. Anyways.
Yeah, so you're Sith, right?
Yeah, and man, if you want to be a dark side Sith...
Oh, yeah.
This is one of the things you didn't really get, is that you can be Sith, but then make light side choices.
Yeah, so what does that mean? Like, and then you can be a Jedi that makes dark side choices. Doesn't that just make you a Sith?
I'm not sure.
Make you a Jedi?
I'm kind of hoping that if you do it, then you get like,
are
turned
you making
over.
All evil choices, though, as a Sith? You're just going pure evil?
Yeah, definitely. I'm going all evil. But I wonder, if you went all good, would you play on the Jedi side in the PvP games? I don't know. I really wish so. That would make it really cool.
How hard is it? How hard do you find it, man?
The game? PvP?
No, the choices that you're making
as
an evil person. Like, this is one of my points, is that so many times I've started an evil character and just found myself not being able to do it.
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah,
it's
enjoy
hard.
It. I'm making these choices where... I don't really want to kill that guy, though. You seem kind of cool.
Yeah. No, I mean, man, it's not only do you have to kill people, you have to betray people very close to you. It's like, you know, this guy's been helping you the whole game. You know, I can just tell. I'm just waiting to kill my master at any point. I'm just like, the second I get the opportunity to kill my master, I'll do it, you know? And because I have to make the dark side choices. But everything, and like, there's so many times where it's like, can you just let those people get out of the cave? They're just innocent civilians. And you go, no, fucking blow the whole thing up. And they're like, why? Why? And you're, because I'm evil. That's why. It's like, you have to be really evil in Old Republic.
But I mean, I know so many people that have no trouble doing that and actually enjoy doing the evil side, and they love it. They love the rampage. They love the no consequence feel of just being able to kill people on sight and kind of laugh about it. But deep down, I still can't bring myself to do it.
There's a little bit of Grand Theft Auto in it.
I was just going to say, Grand Theft Auto, that there's one point, man, in Grand Theft Auto 4, when you had to make this huge choice, and I seriously sat there and thought about it for 5 to 6 minutes.
That's cool.
And then when I finally made my choice, I made the, I guess what you could call the more evil choice. After I did it, I was so regretful. Like, so regretful. So
harsh.
Even after thinking about it for 5-6 minutes, I still found that I made the wrong choice.
Wow.
Even though in the game, it was the right choice.
That's really interesting,
for my character. But after I did it, I was like, fuck, that just felt so bad, though.
Wow.
That's why it took me so long to actually make the choice, because I was trying to justify doing it.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
But...
But anyways, yeah, the being the dark side, it's an interesting character to be, to tell you the truth. I've never quite been like this, especially since I was presented with my light side, and it was like a reflection of myself, and it was like, actually, I'm not going to talk about that. That's a spoiler.
What?
The light. So when you encounter the light version of yourself, you know. So
oh, okay.
It's a very cool moment, so I'm not going to spoil it.
Yeah.
You know, I may have spoiled a bit just by talking about it. Believe me, it gets cooler than just that, though. So
spoil.
Yeah. All right, yeah, we'll put a spoiler alert. Stop listening if you, you know.
Just this little episode, if you were gonna.
But they no, forward, like they per, a man, light. What, are, okay, fine. I won't fucking talk about
this. No, yeah. Go ahead. Sorry. No. Go ahead. I was gonna go back to Walking Dead for a second, but
just that you know, you encounter the light version of yourself, and they're like, you know, you don't need to do this dark path. The light path is better. And then you have to fight yourself, and then beat yourself, and then once you beat it, it goes, okay, you've proven that the dark side path is stronger. But man, I was a little bitch. All I did was kite him around my companion the whole time while my companion shot her.
Dude, you fucking asshole. I totally didn't want to know that.
I guess you'll never play now. I've ruined.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm playing Old Republic now.
All right, but we're almost out of time. What did you want to talk about Walking Dead?
I was just going to say, like, it still surprises me that there's tons of people out there. I get this all the time about how many people say it's so boring and have that view of how they say it's bad and boring and they want more action and more zombies, but yet they keep watching. It's like, well, what's holding you there then? There's got to be something there that you're just maybe not realizing.
I'm pretty sure these are the same people that would watch Godfather and go, this is really boring. Like,
you think so?
I don't know, man. I don't mean to, you know, but what the hell? It's really good. Walking Dead's really good this season. Yeah. It was slow. I was one of the people that wasn't too into it at the start of the season. I'm not too sure why. I think I just felt they were looking for that little girl for too fucking long. Like, there was just too much about the little girl.
Yeah.
And then I was getting bored with that plot, and that's what it was all about. And then it really picked up with that final episode before the break, and then the two episodes before this have been fantastic. But
yeah, can't wait to see more, man. Sunday is the my night of watching TV. It's that, and Eastbound and Down is
nice.
Now back.
That's back. On Sundays?
Yeah, on Sundays. Nice. I watched the first episode.
I haven't seen it yet. So.
Yeah, it's pretty funny, man.
Nice.
It's pretty good. Classic Eastbound and Down, I thought.
Wicked.
So
there's some new guy that Kenny Powers, the Twitter account, has been retweeting. He's like, he's in the season. He's a new guy. I can't remember.
The guy from, he was on SNL for a couple of years. He was in Horrible Bosses. I don't know if you ever saw Horrible Bosses. Fuck, I can't remember his name.
The guy was like balding on top?
No. He was in 30 Rock. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. The member, the gang gets a new member. Remember that episode?
No.
God damn!
Shane Dog?
Yeah, that's the character's name.
Yeah, Shane Dog is who's been talking about it, and he keeps going like,
what's the actor's name though, man? This is gonna kill me. Like, you know who this guy is. He's been in so much shit.
I know, I definitely recognize him.
Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah.
Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah.
Sudeikis.
I can never remember that guy's name. I think he's hilarious, though.
Nice, yeah. He's been tweeting, like, welcome to the world, and, like, Shane Dogg is here, and stuff like that.
His character's pretty funny so far.
Nice. So, yeah, he's playing himself on Twitter. He's playing the character on Twitter. He's not playing.
Yeah, they all do. Yeah. So does
Kenny, yeah. It's true. Nice.
But all right,
Danny McBride is Kenny Powers, man.
Pretty much, man.
I don't think an exaggerated version.
Too much, yeah.
Anyways, is that it? Are we done?
All right, yeah, I guess we're done, man. Derek wants to wrap this up. He's pretty much telling you guys to fuck off, and he's got no much more time than you for you. So
we're at 30 minutes.
Do that.
This
you
is
heard
a
that straight from Derek's mouth. Me, I love you all.
I hate you guys, seriously.
It's been another episode of Stuck in the Middle of Somewhere. We thank you for tuning in for the second half. We got another video episode planned. Me and Derek are actually going to maybe spend some time finish writing that right now. Are we? Is that
yes.
The plan?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, let's do that. And we'll talk to you guys pretty soon. We'll probably maybe do another podcast later on this week, hopefully. Maybe we'll try and get another one squeezed in. You never know. Other than that, I guess we can see you on Minecraft. We're still playing. I'm still playing.
Yeah.
I did get a few games of Xbox in. Got some BF3 and some Black Ops.
Nice. I was playing
finally,
BF3 today.
Finally broke down and started playing some games. So, going to play some Dark Souls. Pop that in.
Yes.
Derek's Christmas present.
And I'm loving Castlevania. I'll talk about that more next episode, too.
All right. Let's do that. We'll see you guys soon. Take care. Love you. Peace.
Peace.
me, try me, come on! I mean, my heart's beating, my hands are shaking, but I'm still shooting, and I'm still getting the headshots.